From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United Nations says it is ready to go ahead with airdrops of food, medicine, and other assistance to Syria. The World Food Program says it is seeking the Syrian government's approval for flights that would deliver supplies to 19 besieged areas of the war-torn country. The WFP said either helicopters or aircraft would be used for the drops, and land access would be feasible in some areas if Syria approves. A UN official in London told VOA the World Body's Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs is awaiting clarification from Damascus before the airdrops begin. The plan to deliver aid under UN auspices was put in motion by the International Syria Support Group, made up of mostly regional and world powers. 9 people were confirmed dead and many more feared missing after a boat capsized in the Mediterranean Sea early Friday. The 25-meter-long wooden craft overturned 140 kilometers south of the southern Greek island of Crete. Rescuers pulled more than 340 people from the sea, most of them from Africa. Josh Millman is a spokesman for the International Organization for Migration.
They fit the profile that we saw from the Balkan route most of the past 12 months, which is Afghans, Syrians, and Iraqis. Crete in the last 3 days has become extremely active, and today active could also be tragic.
Meanwhile, in a separate incident, at least 117 bodies washed up on the beach on the coast of Libya Friday after a smuggling boat carrying mainly African migrants sank in the Mediterranean. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, along with top European and Arab diplomats, has reaffirmed his support for a just, lasting, and comprehensive resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. In a joint communique after a conference in Paris, participants underscored that the status quo is not sustainable. In Israel, meanwhile, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's spokesman David Keyes said a regional solution makes more sense than imposing a plan from the international community.
And in fact, this regional initiative makes a lot more sense than one which is based in Europe with people from dozens of unaffiliated countries, people whose lives are not affected, people who don't have to send their own children to the army to protect their citizens.
Palestinian spokesman Saeb Erekat said that Israel has to make a good faith effort to resolve the impasse.
I hope that the international community will have Israel stop settlement activities, including natural growth, and then we move to negotiations within a timeline, implementation within a timeline, and within a framework, let's say 7+2, to follow up the implementations and to bring back the credibility lost in the peace process.
After Paris, Secretary Kerry travels to Mongolia and China. He will meet with senior government officials, host a town hall with young leaders, and attend a traditional Mongolian cultural festival. 10 refugee athletes from Africa and the Middle East will compete as a team in the upcoming 2016 Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. IOC President Thomas Bach announced the choices for the first refugee Olympic team at the close of a 3-day IOC board meeting in Lausanne, Switzerland. Bach said Olympic officials are hopeful the refugee team will represent displaced people throughout the world.
And it can send a signal to the international community that refugees are our fellow human beings and are an enrichment to society.
With no country to represent, the refugee team will march under the Olympic flag and the Olympic anthem will be played for it. The U.S. economy added only 38,000 jobs in May, its lowest number in more than 5 years. The Labor Department said the economy's net gain of jobs was less than one quarter as many as independent experts had predicted. The rate of unemployment declined to 4.7%, but much of that was due to the survey's finding that hundreds of thousands of people have now stopped looking for work. The job report drove down stock prices on all 3 major indices on Wall Street. They're all lower near the close. European markets were mixed. Asian stocks closed higher. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.